and 1240 KQEN.
Our weekly look into the world of real estate, where we dive in, getting ready for the spring season. And our real estate expert, Mary Gilbert, is in. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. And I'm so proud of you. Every week I see you doing those weekly marathons, and I'm hearing that your Nike Monarchs are a hit.
They are great shoes, and I actually went through six pairs last year.
Well, that's awesome. That's because you do so much walking.
Yeah, definitely. So, but I think we're here to talk about real estate.
Yeah, let's get back to real estate.
All right, so let's dive in. What about some of the latest trends and kind of an overview of the new listings last month?
Perfect. So every month we get a market action report from our multiple listing service. So in February, we saw new listings totaling 118 new listings. That's a notable decrease of 16.3% from February of 2024, when we had 141 listings. Additionally, it's a drop of about 14.5% from January's 138 listings. So this trend indicates a tighter supply, which can impact buyers looking for homes.
So kind of interesting there. What about pending sales?
Yeah, so pending sales were also down. We reported 113 pending sales in February, which is a decrease of 19.3% compared to the 140 offers accepted in February of 2024. It's also down 11% from the 127 offers that were accepted in January of 2025. So this suggests that fewer buyers are moving forward with contracts currently.
So maybe some fluctuations right now. What about closed sales?
Yeah, closed sales tell a different story. So we actually saw an increase here with 88 closed sales in February. That is up 17.3% from the 75 closings last year, and it's a 29.4% increase from January's 68 closings. So while new and pending listings are down, more transactions are completing successfully.
So that's got to be good news. What about inventory? How does that look right now?
Yeah, so inventory has decreased to 4.4 months. In January, we were actually at 5.9 months. So, which is quite a significant difference. And total market time has increased to 112 days. So this indicates that homes are taking a bit longer to sell despite the increase in closed sales.
Yeah, I've noticed that when I'm out to walking around town.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the year-to-date summary. How's 2025 compared to 2024 so far?
Yeah, comparing the first 2 months of 2025 to the same period in 2024, we see that new listings have actually increased slightly by 2.4%, totaling 258. However, pending sales are down by 2.1% with 228 recorded, while closed sales remained steady at 157.
And what's happening with average and mean sale prices?
Yeah, so comparing the 2025 to 2024 through February, we're seeing that the average sales price has decreased by 6%, dropping from 357,300 to 335,700. Conversely, the median sales prices increased by 2.2%, moving from 322,000 to 329,000. So this shows that while average prices have dipped, the median price indicates a healthier demand in certain segments of the market.
Now, any insights on the average sale price for the last 12-month period compared to the same period for 2024?
Yeah, so when we actually look at the last 12-month period instead of a two-month period, we're seeing that the average sales price has increased by 1.1%, now sitting at $351,900 compared to $348,100 a year ago. Similarly, the median sales price has risen by 1.5%, going from $320,000 to $324,900. These moderate increases indicate that while the volume of sales might be fluctuating, home values are showing some stability.
Fascinating. So kind of a unique market right now, definitely some mixed indicators. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, definitely watch the market. We're going to give the weekly update, and we're going to see some interesting changes on that as well.
Yeah, so before we wrap up, let's talk about kind of the latest changes from the past 7 days.
Yeah, we're going to see the period of March 7th through March 13th. We had four coming soon new listings. That's 10 for the last 4 weeks. We saw a jump in new listings at 59 for the last 7 days. That's a jump from the previous week of 37 new listings. So that's encouraging to see. Back on the markets, we had 27 listings come back on the market. One more seller negotiated a bumpable sale on their home. No short sale pendings. We are seeing price changes consistent at 43 for the week. Pending sales also took a huge jump in the last 7 days. We had 50 contracts go pending in the last 7 days. This is a huge jump from the 34 in the previous week. Sold properties down a little bit, and we can expect this. We saw 25 closings for the last 7 days. And, you know, that sold, this is a windshield look at the market. Pending sales are a windshield look. Sold sales are a rear view mirror look. So we've seen decreased pendings coming up into this. And so this is why the solds are a little bit down.
And a few expired too, right?
Yeah, we had six listings that expired. Not seeing too many of those expire lately, but they are happening.
So at particular listings right now, what is out there?
Yeah, so this is a cute little house, 1323 Vantage Court. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,545 square feet. Kind of interesting. It's on 0.38 of an acre, and it's also on a cul-de-sac. So a lot of yard here, lots of room. It's priced for sale at $335,000.
Now, what else do we see around the community?
Yeah, Brown Street. This is off West Harvard, 1042 West Brown. This is a 1948 home, three-bedroom, one-bath, 1,467 square feet. This is also on 0.34 of an acre. It's got RV parking. There's room for lots of cars. One-level home offered at $349.9.
What about maybe if you want to be out, have a little bit of property, be out of town away?
Yeah, 9458 Garden Valley Road. You can have four bedrooms, three bathrooms, just under 3,000 square feet. This house is on 10.45 acres. It was built in 2005. So lots of room here. It's got grapes. It's got Umpqua Basin water plus water rights offered for sale at $849,500.
And I see kind of a unique custom home here in the Myrtle Creek area.
Yeah, Myrtle Creek. This is a 2008 built home at 140 Old County Lane. It's a three-bedroom home. It says it has four bathrooms, 3,040 square feet on 5.75 acres. It kind of reminds me of a Lindell Cedar home with the large gable windows and nice wraparound deck, offered at $650,000.
That's interesting. That's exactly what I was thinking when I saw it. Now, if somebody wants, let's say, 324.62 acres, where would you direct them?
Yeah, so 324 acres at 5961 Looking Glass Road. Yes, this is prime horse property. It is in the Looking Glass Valley. It has high soils for ag land, crops. It was a shorthorn ranch. It's got two ponds. There's a manufactured home on the property, plus two additional income-producing rental homes. So set up for your ranch. It's listed for sale at $2.599 million.
Wow, an incredible view out there. What about in Winston?
So in Winston, we've got a cute little house here. 152 Wood Duck Street. And I kind of wanted to showcase this one a little bit to kind of show you what things are selling for. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,600 square feet on 0.16 of an acre. It was built in the mid-2000s. This house sold for $382,000, and it was only on the market 8 days.
Wow, and some of them definitely moving quick. Got about less than a minute left here. What should people know about maybe open houses this weekend?
Well, there's definitely open houses. There's one tonight at 459 Oak Valley from 4 to 6. It's a twilight open house. That same open house is also going to be open this Sunday from 1 to 5. So great house. If someone's looking for a pool, summer's coming around the corner just in time.
All right. And if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Yes. So when you guys working with a knowledgeable realtor can make all the difference during these fluctuations. So for more information or get in touch with us, feel free to stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens or give us a call at 541-366-6080.
It's 9 o'clock.